Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and I know all of you are getting used to that new intro, and I've talked a little bit about why we had to change up our intro, but we haven't given up the fight. We're still trying to find that email that probably is like 14 years old, but we haven't given up the fight. However, I want to acknowledge Nick Johnson and his band at the time for giving us permission for that music. Thank you, Nick, for that. Just beautiful, beautiful music. And at some point, we may play the whole track for you because it's really quite amazing. Amazing is an understatement today. Benny, you're going to be a little bit busy. We've got some giveaways and pay it forwards here today. So how you be, B?
Be pretty good. And I'm down for the challenge.
Are you down for it?
Always.
And then we're also going to be taking callers, and we are going to be doing some readings. Thanks to my very special guest today, Alexandra Wenman is joining me here today. And when I think about people that create energetically powerful tools for us, or energetically powerful channeled tools for us, I think about how do they feel when I hold them in my hand. For example, today's beautiful deck of cards, and they are fire oracle cards. But more than that, they are archangel fire oracle cards. And when I looked at them, and I was shuffling them and getting ready for the show, and I looked at them last night. Of course, the thing that Linda pointed out is, you know how I know you were looking at these cards? You bend the book. And I said, well, how are you going to read the book if you don't bend the book? You know, how do you not get in there and read? And so today I'm thrilled that we have a very special show. And it's special because when I think about Alexandra and what does it mean to be an angelic channel or an alchemist or an angel communicator or somebody that has said yes to becoming a healer, a poet, a presenter. I think about what that means to step fully out in the world and share the knowledge that comes through her. And it is such an important point because she and I were talking before the show, and we're going to share that with you as we invite all of you to take this journey. But more importantly, do you think of anything that comes to mind that perhaps you need some clarity about? Perhaps you want to get some insight to, perhaps you want to know more about yourself about. And that's part of our journey today. It is looking at an angel, angels, archangel, archangels, where they are, what they are. And by the way, they joined this show before she and I got on. Alexandra, it's great to have you.
It's so lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me, Pat.
I love exploring into how you got tapped. I like to say tapped on the shoulder. Tapped on the shoulder. And, you know, what your first recollection was, where that tapping had you have a new insight, a new level of awareness about yourself, maybe not all the details, maybe not even how you are going to get to be here today as we talk about, you know, the energy of this beautiful oracle deck. But can you recollect when that first touching on the shoulder sort of happened for you?
I mean, it began for me when I was very young. I died at birth and was resuscitated, so I believe I came in very, very open. And I remember having angelic experiences as a child from a very, very young age. I also had frightening experiences, but it was always when I called out for the angels specifically. My mother raised us as Catholic, and she taught me this guardian angel prayer, which many people will probably know. And I remember I would wake up in the night with strange faces looking at me in the dark, sleep paralysis, all kinds of yucky things. And when I would call on the angels, those things would go away, and I would see these huge arcs of light in my bedroom. And I grew up in rural Australia where it's pitch black. You know, you can't see your hand in front of your face. And the only light available to have created those arcs of light is starlight. So I felt like I knew these arcs were beings. But then obviously, to cut a long story short, I mean, I was at the age of 14 called by spirit. It was like they all showed up in my room and I said, no, go away. I don't want to see dead people. I just want to pass my exam. So can you make me psychic for that? I said no. But then another 7 years later, I moved to London around the age of 21 and I found it really difficult. I went through a very deep depression, but it was mainly because for many years I'd been taught and told to shut down the spiritual side of myself, that being able to see was just my imagination and it was weird or it was woo-woo, and if you grew up Catholic it was considered evil. And then I had an ex-boyfriend who was my boyfriend at the time who basically told me that it was just weird and that I couldn't be like that. And I was very young and impressionable. So I went home to Australia after 2 years of living in London, an absolute mess, a complete wreck. And I said to my mom, I don't know what to do. I feel really depressed. I don't know what's wrong with me. I mean, it was hard living in London after growing up on the beach in Australia. But she literally just said to me on that visit home, have you asked your angels for help? And that's when the tap really big time came in. I was at rock bottom and part of me wanted to go, oh, here we go. Mom's just being a weirdo again. But I listened. I thought, do you know what? Actually, I do remember that they are there and I haven't called on them. So I called on them and I would feel like the brush of a cheek. I would see feathers everywhere. I would see the word angel everywhere. And that was the first opening and so much more besides, but that's it really in a nutshell.
Well, I love asking that question because I'm always so curious. You know, a lot of times, you know, you'll do a show like this and people want to get right into the deck and they want to talk about your life or they want to ask you questions about angels. But you see, there's that story that got you here that our listeners so relate to, because how many of us have thought, wow, am I really crazy? Is it like they said? And on an earlier show this week, I shared, hey, I got kicked out of Catholic boarding school at age 6. I mean, do you know what you have to do to get kicked out? Right? There's only one reason you get kicked out of Catholic boarding school at age 6. There's really only one.
I want to applaud you.
But what I loved about that upbringing is what you touched upon. My family relatives never hesitated to bring angelic presence in the home. Honestly, I know there was a lot going on in church service, but I grew up around these beautiful women that so honored Mary, so honored the angels. You know, we went to churches all through New York City where the reason we went, I found out later, I didn't know why we would be traveling, taking 3 buses to go to church, was because of the beauty and because of the representation of that energy. And I want to ask you this question too, because there's something about the healing power of angels that we really need right now. What are your thoughts? And, you know, I know that I'm going to talk with you about this beautiful deck. This did not happen overnight. So in the making of this, how were you guided to know that the world would need this kind of healing today?
So for many years, I was given messages, direct channeled messages, not only from the angels, from many, many light guides, masters and star beings also. And they've been asking me for years, will you be our channel? And I've been channeling behind the scenes for a long time. And one of the biggest things that I've had to face in actually coming out is this terror of being judged, real fear. And I know that a lot of light workers have this as well. And I didn't realize that the timing was important, because any time I tried to step out or be more public with it, it was like, no, not yet, not yet, not yet. You know, like I got knocked back so many times for certain things, the talks and things like that. Publishing deals, I've been trying to get this deck published for years, and it's like, not yet, not yet, not yet. And then finally 2019 rocked around, and I started to have this very bizarre situation going on in my body. I started to have these panic attacks coming out of nowhere, to do with nothing, seemingly nothing. And I think I could feel the pandemic coming, or this big shift coming. And I remember there was one day on the tube, I was traveling home from my office where I was seeing clients, and I felt these huge, big indigo throne angels step in around me. And they literally put me in the biggest protection I'd ever felt. They came around my body and it just went boom. And when I described it to people in 2019, I said to them, it's like these angels, it was like lockdown. And it's actually said lockdown. And around this time, I was also introduced to my agent, who then introduced me to my publisher. And it all just started to go boom, 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 like dominoes, and fall into place. And before I knew it, I had the publishing deal, and it was, it's time, it's needed, it's time. So then we get put into lockdown, and I'm like, well, I actually need to be at home to finish this deck and complete it. It was already written. Most of it was already written. It had been a very long journey. It started out as a column that I wrote for Prediction Magazine called Archangel Alchemy back in 2010. And then it evolved from there. And during that time, I was teaching about it. I was bringing it into sessions with clients. I was working with these angelic fires that they'd shown me how to use. And I mean, it wasn't light and fluffy. It was a bit like, I think I said to someone the other day, it was a bit like putting your finger in a power socket of love and being blown halfway across the universe when you work when you work with these energies. But what I found was, and this is a message for everyone really at the moment, because I feel like I went through this early and now everyone's going through it, and many, many people on the awakened path will understand this, is that I feel like what was happening to me was that I was being stripped back, and all the layers that were built up around me of who I thought I was were being torn down, and some of them quite shockingly torn away from me. It's like the rug coming out from under me. And it was bringing me closer and closer and closer and further into my heart and into what I call the true divine essence of who we are. And that's really the point of this whole deck. It's an alchemical journey to help you get back to the divinity of who you are. And I also think that in a mirroring of that, this is what this whole pandemic and everything has been about. We are being forced back into our hearts. And I've said this before as well, you can choose to see the corona as a halo or a crown of thorns, and it's what you make of it, your perception of it. You can take the best or you can take the worst, but I feel like we need to stay in our center really through all of it.
And, you know, you just right there, you just really pointed to something that was very interesting growing up as a Catholic. You know, you came to really bless and honor the crucifixion, you know, as something very powerful. And yet in its detail, in its representation, you could see it literally as one of the most agonizing events of anyone's life, or you could see it as an opportunity for resurrection, for reincarnation, for what you're talking about. I'm really struck by a number of things, and that's why I'm so excited. I was really excited to talk to you. I think Linda and Ashley were talking about bringing you on. And as usual, this publisher that you work with, the most exquisite, energetic representations. They're just beautiful. And by the way, Benny, we have three of these to give away. But this is also a show. And I think this is important. And Alexandra, I think you think this is important too. I want to invite people to call in or to chime in on social media. And we will make sure we get a message to you. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what this beautiful deck is. And I was fascinated by one of the spreads in the back of the book. What was the, what do you call it? The year spread? Mm. Haven't done it yet. Just waiting for the right moment to do that one. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the angels that call to you to be brought forward in this deck and what they mean, because they are unique. Their imagery is unique. I latched onto a couple of them and I don't even know what their message is. And I'd be fascinated to hear that from you. Why these angels? Let's take a short break, everybody. We'll be right back.
How do you feel? Just okay? Well, how about you tune in and get ready to be more with The Healing Hour with me, Doc Martin, every third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm ready for your questions, and I can't wait to help you find the answers. Every month, we'll have a new live call-in show with innovative topics and a powerful hour of healing. To learn more about me, visit DrSharonMartin.com. See you there. I'm going to be here. You won't want to miss it.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
Welcome to Light Body Wisdom with internationally known light body whisperer, Grace Holm. She will make you laugh and yawn as you release lifetimes of trauma and begin to feel much lighter. Your divine gifts may be activated, allowing you to weave light into the fabric of the world. Are you ready to be your own light and shine? For more information about Grace, visit GraceGHolm.com. That's GraceGHOM.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are taking your calls for a couple of reasons. We'd love to give a deck and a book. And, you know, I refer to them. Let me just say what they are. First of all, they are the most incredible Archangel Fire Oracle cards and book. So it's both. And so you'll get both. But what I love about this from Alexandra is I love how ancient the energy is and how contemporary and even futuristic, kind of, you know, because one of the archangels I pulled out of here, I looked at that and I said, I don't even know where you're from. And I love this because it represents the energy of what we sense now. How do people find out about you? How do they get their own copy just in case they don't receive one today from us?
Oh, thank you, Pat. My website is just alexandrawenman.com. That's probably the easiest place to go to. And on the website, I have a shop page, and that will have all the links to where you can buy it in America, Australia, the UK, most of the places you can get it around the world. It's also published in French.
I love that. Now, during the break, we were talking about channeling. And when I think about channeling, I just think about this unique gift of awareness to be able to see beyond this linear dimension or even multidimensional, really dimensions that to the general person or the common eye, we just don't sense or feel or see or hear. But we, a lot of times we know exists. And I wanted to ask you about what I said regarding they seem like they represent ancient wisdom and contemporary and futuristic knowledge. How close am I?
Absolutely spot on. It is actually, it's a holographic, it's a multidimensional deck. It's supposed to be to open you up to the holographic nature of your true divinity. So we think of past, present, future, but that linear time frame is just a human construct, really. From the perspective of our divine consciousness, of our wholeness of ourselves, everything is happening in the eternal now moment. And when it comes to healing, as a healer, I have this capacity with my ability to channel to see into and feel into other people's timelines. So if they're having an issue in this life, as we expand in our consciousness, what we're getting is bleed through from some of our other timelines. A lot of people know about past life regression therapy, for example, or inner child therapy, but what we don't realize is that we can also have bleed through from parallel lives, future timelines, and many, many other timelines. And some of those timelines may not have even happened on the earth plane or be happening on the earth plane. And it might sound a little bit out there, but that's why my little slogan on my website is bringing the out there in here, because I have always kind of seen consciousness as being everywhere and in everything and everything as being alive. I don't believe that there's anything in existence that really isn't alive. So this deck is designed to open you up to your true genius, really align you with that divine consciousness. So some of you will find that, yes, ancient wisdom is channeling through, and you'll see it. We've got like Archangel Zafkiel represented as an Egyptian priestess. I have Yehudiel represented as an Easter Island warrior. We have Peruvian looking angels and all of those talking about those ancient civilizations. But the knowledge of those civilizations is very much present within us still, within our collective memory, and it's housed in our DNA, in our very DNA. And the rainbow bridge to our divinity is really connected in with this activating of our DNA, the dormant DNA. It's not junk, it is actually dormant. And as we wake that up, we're waking up more gifts. I can't tell you the amount of abilities that I didn't really think I used to have that I now have. I'm dreaming about people. I get told actually quite often, even by complete strangers, that I have appeared in their dreams as an angelic being and given them healing. And then I have these dreams where I don't know, I'm not doing it, I'm just going to sleep. But my soul energy is flying around the planet giving healing to people. And it, to me, I just think that's fantastic. I did once read a book by Joan Grant called The Winged Pharaoh, and there was a priestess pharaoh who had trained to do that, to be like a dream walker. So we are immense beings. We have no idea what we're capable of. And this deck, I wanted to bring some of that in and help show people what they're capable of.
Oh, this is so totally weird. We're going to go to a break. When we come back, our phone lines are full. We're going to start to bring people on. But before I actually saw you, like here, right? I mean, I've gone to your website, but seeing a person is very different. There was an angel from the deck that just kept popping up. And it's not your name, but there's something about her that the minute I saw you, I immediately pulled her card. And when we come back, I will tell you, and literally, I saw her, and I can't remember if it was in a dream state because I dream during the day. I'm just like one of those people that, boom, I will see something. When we come back, we're going to go right to the phones. Thank you, Benny. I knew you'd be busy today. And when we come back, we're going to take callers. We're going to answer your questions or simply see what the message is. But what happens if you get an image? what do you do with this? What do I do now with this archangel that popped up that I do think looks like you? How weird is that? I'm not stalking you. When we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going right to the phones. We'll probably skip the next break, and it'll be your time. Stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back.
Learn how to lead a happier life on Miles to Go with Brittany Miles. How to lose to gain it all. Join Brittany every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Listen as coach and healer Brittany Miles shares stories that teach you about surrender. For more information about Brittany, MilesToGoCoaching.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off, you're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to TransformationTalkRadio.com or visit Susan's website at SusanDolce.com.
Imagine you are a ball of steel, smooth, small, and cool to the touch. Your life will soften you with fire. You will take hits that shape you. You will be forged into a powerful, purposeful work of art. Tune in to Forging a Life with Coach Christine Clark. Joining Dr. Pat Basile in a three-part series, Truths in the Creation of Katana, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christine Clark, a gifted, engaging speaker and trainer who has forged her life in the fires of self-employment, will take you on a journey to exploring the internal, mental, and emotional blocks that stand between us and a life of significance through an analogy of the process of crafting a traditional Japanese sword, or katana. For more information about Christine, visit sunglowtransformation.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. I am so thrilled, and we're going to go, I promised, and we are going to do it. We're going to go right to the phones, as I said. But before we do, again, how do they purchase their own deck? This is a great gift, by the way. You know, what I thought about was after I opened it up, and of course, I shared with you during the break some of the cards that called to me. But I thought about five people that I'd love to give these to. And I bet I'm not alone in that. But how do people work with you? Because we're just talking right now about this aspect of who you are in the world. You're so much more. And I want people to know about that as well.
I feel like I teach many different things. I see one-on-one clients at the moment, though I'm not sure how much longer I'm going to be doing that for. I feel more drawn to doing group work. I have a healing system called Precious Wisdom Alchemy and another one called Archangel Healing, which is just about to be launched. But the one that I feel most drawn to share with people is that I've started doing a light worker, an empath healing and support event once a month, every Friday. It's the first Friday of the month. And that's like a low cost, £33 or something event. And it's basically a circle. Well, it's where you can come and share, or you don't have to share publicly, but where you can just come, you can either type it in the chat or share what you need healing for. And then I just open to channel and see what the group needs. And I have been recording the processes as well. So the processes will soon be available afterwards. But I feel like that's the kind of thing people really need right now is healing and support. And so I wanted to just put that out. And it's open to anyone, male, female, and it's global because I do it via Zoom. So that's probably the one that is calling out the loudest at the moment.
And it's so needed. I'm so glad to hear you say that, because we are really here now to help others help others. That even made sense? You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, it's not just let me help myself. Of course, self-care is so important, but helping others help others. And that's why we have the best listeners on the planet. So I want to commend you on everything you're doing. And I want to connect you with some of our incredible audience. Benny, who should we go to first? And we're going to do some cards. You got to pull a card for them, right?
Oh, I am. I've got the deck.
All right, Benny, it's all you.
Yeah, we'll take Darcy calling in from Hansville, Washington. Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi, Darcy.
Hi. Hello. I had a quick question. I wanted to know, and I'm going to go off air after, but I wanted to know, I have been getting a feeling that or a calling to start working more with my angels and just with myself. And then I started getting the blockages of pain, and I was wondering what those blockages were about and what the angels might have to say. And I'm going to go off air for the answer.
Thank you. But we'll get you your message, okay? Thank you, Darcy.
I feel really strong energy of Archangel Gabriel around Darcy, actually. And this is about purpose. And the word they're giving me is resistance. It feels like there may be some fear around stepping fully into who you're meant to be and what you're meant to be doing. I'm hearing that you're incredibly psychic, Darcy, and you're actually an amazing healer. You've got incredible healing capabilities, and actually you're a really clear channel, but they're saying that you're getting in your own way quite a lot of the time and almost overthinking it. When we overthink things, or we allow ourselves to go to mind, that's when we can start to create blockages. But there's another part of this that feels a little bit like, I get the word terrorized, and it feels like you were maybe persecuted in another lifetime for having done the work that you're stepping into now. But you need to know that this is really pure work. You've got the diamond white light coming all the way through you. This is white light energy, and the angels are really like, yes, 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 you need to work with us. But you may want to go and explore some of the subconscious programming around these fears, or the word is resistance that I'm getting. But it's like what I was saying kind of before about other timelines, other lifetimes, and we get this bleed through where it might not make logical sense why you're experiencing this, but there will be a reason for it. And it's just about finding the right person to help you uncover that reason. And then as soon as you know, you can pretty much clear it. But ask the angels to help you bring love into those areas of the body. What we resist persists. So send those areas love and thank them, because they're here to help you.
Well, I mean, one of the things too is we think about some of these archangels maybe we've heard of, and we think they are here to do X, but literally we limit ourselves by thinking that's all they do. And that's really what I heard from you just now. But boy,
I didn't even pull a card. It was just so sudden.
It popped up, right?
It came in. Yeah.
I know. Let's go ahead and pull a card for her. And
yes,
you know,
I think we need to pull the card because,
yes.
Yeah.
Okay, but sometimes when I'm telling you, if they're going to talk to you, then there you go.
They would just come straight through. Yeah. I always like to see if one will flip. Oh, wowzers. Okay. So we have Mirabiel here, and Mirabiel is beautiful. It's all about the divine feminine. She's very connected with the lunar phases. And again, we get the silver ray. I get the silver white ray here. I'm getting this message that you're an ancient priestess, Darcy. You have worked with priestess energies. This is all about the divine feminine, and it's really about stepping into who you are. But I do get that there was ancient persecution, and there is in our collective consciousness anyway, with anyone that was working in magic or mystery. It was one of the biggest holocausts really we had on this planet, wasn't it? It was against women and people working with magic. So she's here to help you see everything in your life as a mirror. So if there's situations coming in where you're having a challenge, It feels like you've been through quite a few challenges, but I'm just hearing, bless your challenges. They're here to shape you. It's a bit like being a stone and being polished by life. You're being polished up by life. And again, that white ray, that it's she's of the silver ray, but with you, I get the pure white coming through you. And that is very much connecting in with your innocence and your feminine energy. It's really the Holy Spirit energy. It's absolutely stunning. And this is the time for it now on the planet. So,
wow. I mean, so powerful and yet so insightful. And that's what I loved about the messages here. We're going to keep rolling. Benny, who do we want to talk with next?
We'll take Charlene calling in from Canada. And it's her 60th birthday today. So happy birthday to Charlene as
happy
well.
Happy birthday, Charlene.
Thank you, ladies.
Great to have you on.
Thank you.
How can we help you? And happy, happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I would love to have a reading on my 60th birthday.
Amazing. I'm going to pull a card, but before I even do, I've got to tell you, you're getting the entire rainbow ray coming through you really, really strong, really clear. There's a huge activation going on around your heart right now. I feel like my heart wants to burst. I feel like there's so much love around you, and I feel that real love and compassion for your family and just joy. So celebration is definitely in the air. There's a beautiful Aww. Angel by the name of Christielle who carries that rainbow ray, and that's the one I'm seeing right now, but I'm just going to pull you a card. Oh. I love it. Christielle. And that's Christielle brings through those Christ-like codes of deep love, deep compassion, that message of love one another. And that's it. I just, something's fallen out onto the floor. Ooh, and here we go. That's the love and compassion. Rick Biel. They're saying that your love is going to take you far and wide, and it's going to take you places. And the thing about you, I'm getting, Charlene, is that you are an incredibly empathic, incredibly kind and caring person. And almost feel like you slightly take yourself for granted a little bit. Like you need to know that is an incredible gift that you have. That's one of the most important values to have on this planet right now. We need to be more like that. And they're saying, you just give to everyone. You're there. You're so loving. You lift everyone. You have this incredible sense of humor. But they want you to allow your birthday to be a time where you let people give to you, let yourself receive. I'm getting this real expansion of energies coming through you. And I don't know. I know that you're turning 60, but it feels almost like there might be a new venture for you coming through in some way. There's something new coming for you that's exciting, that's going to be a passion that's going to come through for you. And again, it feels very expansive. It's wonderful.
Charlene, how does that feel to you? You got something going on that you just want to, you know, do you feel it perking up there inside of you?
Yeah, I actually have I have a book that I'm going to start writing here. But on your video there, I'll post you a picture of a Blu-ray angel that comes through all the time for me. Every morning, if there's sunshine, it's no matter if I'm outside or not, and it has a halo. And I work with the angelic realm. And it's just absolutely beautiful. And we're made of love. That's where we come from. That's our true essence. That's our core essence.
That's you. You carry that Christ light and that rainbow diamond, right? It's just coming straight through you. And yeah, so that's all your beautiful celestial energy. And you'll have star beings around you as well. I get strong. I don't know how, you know, I never know whether to mention it or not, but I do work with the celestials. And you've got a very strong Arcturian energy around you. And that blue ray energy definitely comes through on that ray. And they are really, really stepping in now about getting into our purpose.
I feel really connected to both of you right now.
Thank you. Charlene, thank you so very much. You know, you are so special. I hope that you make this a very special day for yourself.
They're just saying yes, 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 with an exclamation point. Write your book. Do it.
Yeah, do it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Charlene. Before we go to the next caller, again, tell folks how they can find out more about you, because, you know, of course, today we're featuring this beautiful deck and the energy here, but also the work that you're doing is so important in the world, Alexandra. So if you don't mind just sending people to your website again, please.
Absolutely. So it's alexandrawenman.com. And I did forget to mention, actually, I have a YouTube channel. I always forget to tell people. So if you just search Alexandra Wenman on YouTube, there's I do little interviews with people as well, but I do put up free channelings and meditations on there. And that's the thing I think that people could really use right now. It's just a free offering as well.
Oh, it's so important to really be able to connect. Mr. Benny, do we have another one of our fabulous listeners?
We do. We'll take Dennis calling in from the North Seattle area. Hi, Dennis. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dennis.
I want to have a reading.
You'd like to have a reading?
Yes. In the card. Oh, or the card.
We're going to pick one for you right
I'm
now. You ready?
Pick a card for you, Dennis.
Okay.
Let's just see. Ooh, the first thing they're saying to you, Dennis, is you need some rest. I feel like you're really exhausted. I don't know what's been going on, but I feel like I want to lie down and sleep for a month of Sundays. Really, really, really. But I also feel that there's this really lovely unwinding going on for you. You're releasing something. Oh, there's Christiel just popped out again.
Yeah.
Christiel popped out again. They're saying that you're shedding quite a lot of old energy at the moment, and it doesn't feel like it's been the easiest process for you. I don't know if you've been also feeling energies in the body or pains in the body, but I feel like there's been tiredness. I don't know if it feels a little bit like, I want to say emotional exhaustion, and that's completely understandable. I mean, what's going on the planet right now is hitting us all for six. I've pulled for you Sandalphon, and Sandalphon is an amazing archangel of grounding, and he's really calming and soothing, a beautiful angel. He's also the archangel of music. He's very connected to the base chakra, so he's all about our stability, feeling safe, feeling secure, allowing ourselves to be held. I get the word rest for you. I feel like rest is really important right now, and I don't know if this is resonating, but there's so many angels around you. They want to just hold you and let you just almost come open. It feels like you need to just come open and let it all come out. It feels like there's a lot of emotion that needs to be released. And they just want you to know that you're completely loved. You're completely held. They understand, and you can always call on them directly for help. With the music, okay. I feel like what would help you quite a lot is looking into things like the solfeggio tones or the binaural beats, some sort of healing music, healing frequency that's going to help. So does that resonate with you, Dennis?
Yeah.
Well, now you've got some very powerful allies with you.
You do.
To help you catch up on your rest.
Okay.
Got that, Dennis?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bless you, Dennis. Nice to meet you.
Thank you, Dennis. Bless you. Wow. We've got great, amazing listeners. They're amazing. We've got one more I want to make sure we get to. Benny, let's go ahead.
Yeah, we'll travel over to Savannah, Georgia, and we have Jean Marie joining us. Hi, Jean Marie.
Hi, Jean Marie.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I don't want this to sound depressing, however. I'm about, I believe, to lose a third son, and I want to know how to, and I feel something strange. It feels like he needs to go to transition to go to another life. It sounds a little crazy, but I guess I need some guidance with angels.
Okay. The first thing, I'm going to pull a card. But the first angel that I am picking up on is Azrael. And whether or not this is a physical transition or some kind of threshold emotional transition or any kind of transition, Azrael is the one to call on. Azrael really helps people to pass from one state to another. So if you're in a situation where somebody, you feel somebody's going to pass. Now, I never ask really about that. I don't tend to tune in. But what I do and what you can do is just ask to open a huge pillar of angelic light around the person so that whatever they go through, they will receive the best possible healing through whatever transition they're going through. Oh, gosh, Rick Beale's pulling out again. So there's your compassion again. Azrael is Azrael, okay. And he is known as the angel of death, but he really is the angel of transitions. And they're getting me to remind you that even though on this planet we have death, there really isn't any such a thing as death as such, because life just keeps going on expanding, and beyond the veil of death, there is more life. The angel that's coming out for you today is a beautiful angel called Cassiel. In the book to do with Cassiel, we talk about the cave of solitude and honoring your tears, honoring your emotions. But this is about bringing balance and equilibrium and feeling held and softening into whatever's coming. Sometimes we don't know, or we think we know, but we may not really know what's happening. But in whatever's going on, it's about really honoring your emotions and honoring what's happening around you, softening into it, and again, letting go of resistance and just asking the angels to smooth the way for the highest and best outcome possible. She's a beautiful angel to call upon when you're dealing with grief, or you know that you may be preempting that there's going to be grief. She's wonderful to help you connect to your tears, connect to your emotions, and wash away that grief. And again, she does feel like she brings that equilibrium in transitions as well. So whatever's going on for you and your son, I just send you all my love and so much compassion. I can't imagine what it would be like to go through that. But again, I feel like we don't really know. When we know, and you'll get a sense of it, but also just to trust, just come into trust and faith, to open that pillar of light and ask the angels to guide the way safely for whatever the outcome is. And she will wrap you in her soft, downy wings, comfort you. She's very mothering, this angel, as well.
Yeah. Thank you, Jean Marie. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean Marie.
Thank you very much.
And many, many blessings to you. We have, what a great show, and what amazing audience we have. Aren't they awesome?
Beautiful people.
They are beautiful. And, you know, what you bring forward and the beauty of what you bring forward, beautiful doesn't even describe how important your message is, Alexandra, to the world right now. And, you know, we are grasping not only for air, so to speak, but we're grasping for what to believe in, what to hope for, what guidance in our everyday life, but even more importantly, what guidance in our future. And to know that there is something outside of ourselves that we can count on is so important. And I think that you and the people you work with, the publisher, Ashley, everybody has done a fantastic job and bringing this to light in just the right time. Isn't it interesting how things work out?
I know.
Like, it's no mistake. This didn't happen 5 years ago.
I know. Right? And Jean Marie's message, I feel like, you know, that's a message for everybody right now, because we're all going through some sort of loss. Everyone on this planet is experiencing loss, whether it's loss of a person, loss of a job, we're losing so much. And I think it's really vital that we understand that there can be blessing in our loss as well. It doesn't, you know, we have to honor the loss and honor the emotions behind it. But we need to understand that sometimes it can be necessary for change as well.
I know we've got a few minutes left, and I wanted to take a moment. And I love to work with the collective as well, right? I mean, this is a collective environment here. You know, you think you're sitting here just the two of us and Benny and Olivia or Jacob, and we're not. And there's a collective energy. I would love for you to be able to share with us a message for the collective. or even an archangel that will show up.
I feel like I want to just tune in for this one first.
Go for it.
So it's actually Mother Mary coming through really strong, and we did talk about her earlier in the show, but she is turning up as the Queen of Angels, and she is showing me that she has these beautiful pale, I see this as the Elohim color, Elohim white, blue wings, and the crown on her head. And the message is about sovereignty. And she's basically saying, hold yourselves, dear ones, stay the course. Do not give up, do not fold into, it's not the darkness, it's the hopelessness, it's the despair. Don't fold into the despair, don't fold into the fear. Stay the course. And know that there is a brighter day on the other side. And then she's showing me that all the individual challenges that everyone is going through, and then she's showing me the global challenge. And she's basically saying that all the individual challenges at the moment are so heightened because they are all really pivotal and they all feed into this bigger challenge. And she's taking a wing and sort of going like that and saying it's like the butterfly wing. If you can just focus on your own life for a moment, just bring your focus right in and just take it day by day and step by step and just deal with what you have to deal with and try not to panic or worry about the bigger picture because that is all in hand. But if you can come into hope and trust and faith, and step by step, know that if you trust in the highest outcome and trust that what's coming in, what is in the unknown, doesn't always have to be doom and gloom and darkness. What is in the unknown can sometimes be miraculous. And she is known as the Lady of Miracles. She was the miraculous mother, but the divine feminine, of which Mother Mary was a representation, has returned to our planet, has come back, and there's a great rebalancing going on within each of us and within our world. So the more you can come into your center and trust and really hold yourself in love and nurturance and just imagine her coming around you like this huge, big mothering angel with these powder blue wings just wrapping you in love, that is going to ignite within you the flame of your own angelic presence within, and that is the whole point. And what I've written about in this deck is become the angel. It's about we're all becoming earth angels here for each other and for ourselves. But she says, stay the course and trust, and that's the message for all of us here today.
Wow. Thank you so very much for today. Thank you for what you're bringing forth in the world. And I know you and I are going to be speaking again pretty soon. And I want to thank you for staying the course. I want to thank you for not giving up, you know, even when things didn't look exactly like you planned, because these are the times that we need messages like yours and the energy and the power out there for us to really show up and go through our own transmutation now. Thank you so much for joining us here today. Please tell folks your website one more time and how they can work with you, get connect with you, all of the above.
Oh, Pat, I just want to reach through and give you a hug. I love you. You're awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. So my website is alexandrawenman.com, and yeah, everything is, I'm also quite prevalent on Instagram, and you'll see if you go on my Instagram, I find angel wings everywhere, huge ones. There's pictures of me with wings everywhere. So yeah, but alexandrawenman.com.